Even with pandemic restrictions that made some countries shut their doors, migrants from the Mideast keep trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea for Europe, and they keep dying in the effort. The International Organization for Migration says at least 1,100 perished at sea in 2020. NPR's Ruth Sherlock brings us the story of one boat from Lebanon.
Afaf Abdulhamid says before her only son, Mohammed Haldoun, left for the smuggler's boat, he kissed her hands and forehead as he said goodbye. We speak in a cinder block apartment where Abdulhamid, her husband and five grown daughters share the only bedroom. Life has always been hard for this family, and especially for Haldoun. When he was just 10 years old, Abdulhamid says she had to pull him out of school.
Because to have your child in school requires money. And in our situation, we couldn't afford it.
He worked in a factory, and when that shut down 4 years ago, he couldn't find more work. She says he felt useless. Then he heard about smugglers who could get you to the island of Cyprus where there were jobs paying $50 a day. She says she didn't want him to go, but he was determined, so the family supported him. His sister sold her savings, a gold necklace, to pay for him to get on the boat to Cyprus last September. Haldoun was trying to do what experts say tens of thousands attempted again in 2020, crossing the Mediterranean to flee war or find work in Europe. It became even harder this year, as pandemic restrictions limited search and rescue missions and closed ports. Many migrants were forced back home or died at sea. After Mohammed Haldoun set off from Lebanon, days went by without word, and his parents, worried sick, called the smugglers. His family share with me the WhatsApp voice note exchanges between Haldoun's father and the smuggler. Have you heard anything about them? The father asks. They got there. They got there in safety and cheer, the smuggler replies. Soon you'll be able to speak with him yourself, he assures Haldoun's dad, saying Haldoun is just buying a phone. But these were lies. In fact, the family would never hear from him. We spoke with another man who was on the boat to find out what happened. We meet 22-year-old Ibrahim Lachine outside his mother's home in Lebanon as nearby mosques make their calls to prayer. He's poor and says he sold his mother's couches to pay for the boat trip he didn't even tell her he was going on. The smugglers put him on the same boat as Haldoun, and he recalls how they took all the migrants' possessions, phones and even baby formula for the children, before boarding. He says he trusted their promises of a straightforward seven-hour crossing to Cyprus on calm waters, but it was much longer, and then they ran out of fuel, with no sight of land. Lachine, Mohammed Haldoun and about 45 others were adrift at sea. After 2 days under the hot sun, without food, baby milk or water, the youngest passenger on the boat, 2-year-old Sufyan Mohammed, died in his mother's arms. It was then, Lachine says, that Haldoun decided to swim. He tied empty fuel canisters to his waist with string to help him float.
He said he was going to find help. He asked us all for forgiveness if he didn't succeed.
That was the last time anyone saw him. Two more days passed, and Lachine says others swam for help too, and three more people died on the boat, another toddler among them. On the seventh day, already dizzy and weak from hunger and thirst, Lachine decided it was his turn.
I decided to go because there wasn't anyone left but me on the boat who knew how to swim.
So he jumped overboard. Lachine says he was bitten by fish and he got jellyfish stings. He passed the night like this, tossed by the waves in the darkness. He was rescued by a boat that happened to be passing by. So were the other migrants, 8 days after they set off from shore. But by then, six people, including those two young children, had passed away. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Beirut.